Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Pleasure to welcome Gary Keir from Carbon X Print. CarbonXPrint.com is the website, and it's carbon, the letter X, print.com. Gary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Carbon X Print is involved in something called Carbon X Print Bonds. What are Carbon X Print Bonds?
Carbon X Print bonds are something that works like a traditional savings bond or a CD, but it's better because it's a socially responsible investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency. Plus, it certifies in a measurable way that you took action for your carbon footprint. And the way it works is you would measure your carbon footprint, and that's measured in tons of greenhouse gases. You would then go to a bank or a credit union, and you would purchase these Carbon X Print CDs, and they're sold by the ton of greenhouse gases. So if one ton is $30, 10 tons would be $300, and so on. The bank will then certify that you took action for your carbon footprint, and will take that money and loan that out to renewable energy and energy efficiency projects. The bank will make money on those loans, and at the end of the term of that CD, you will get your money back plus some interest. So it gives everyone from large corporations down to you and I a way to become engaged in doing something about climate change and make a little money at the same time.
Who would issue the bonds?
The bonds, there would be CDs and they would be issued by the bank. So instead of being controlled by a large government entity, they would be issued by the bank, and buying the bonds would then certify that you took action for your carbon footprint.
So really it's closer to a certificate of deposit than an actual bond.
That's correct. It's a term deposit. That's correct.
Okay. So it's a term deposit. How do we know then that that term deposit gets used to fund loans that are for renewable energy?
Well, that's where we would work with the bank. This is an idea that we will license to a bank, a financial institution, or a credit union. And that'll be one of the requirements of being involved in this process, that they will have to loan that money out to renewable energy and energy efficiency projects or other greenhouse gas reduction projects. This pool of money from the sale of these CDs will be dedicated for that purpose.
And what kind of a term would we be looking at for a deposit?
Right now, this still has to be worked out, but we're thinking around 5 to 7 years initially, 5 to 7 years.
And are there banks that have signed on to license these kind of deposits?
Currently, there are not. We are in the process of talking with some. We want to find the right bank. This has to work for the bank. The bank has to make money. The customers have to make money. And it has to solve the purpose of reducing greenhouse gases.
How would this alter, or how would this be different from RECs, Renewable Energy Certificates?
It would be different from renewable energy certificates in the fact that the money paid in to the Carbon X Print bonds would then be more proactive, going out to create more renewable energy and not going to pay for existing renewable energy.
So that's good, but the RECs can also be used to, in other words, someone can purchase an REC and be compliant on a green basis even if they haven't done the actual renewable energy project themselves.
This would be very similar to that. Many companies or individuals want to demonstrate their sustainability, but they can't for some reason. They may want to put a renewable energy installation on their roof or on their property, but they can't right now. They may be under pressure from their supply chain. Many large retailers and manufacturers are having stronger sustainability requirements. If they want to stay in that supply chain, they may not know how to do that at this time. They could purchase these Carbon X Print CDs, verify that they are being sustainable, stay competitive, stay in the game, and then sometime further down the road when they're ready to make that energy efficiency upgrade or that renewable energy installation, they could then use the capital and interest from these Carbon X Print CDs to pay for it. It could be seen as somewhat of a Christmas club for energy efficiency.
And so the verification of sustainability would be done through the Department of Energy, or how?
The verification would be done through the bank. When they purchase the Carbon X Print CD, that would be their verification that they took action for their carbon footprint.
Would the banks then need to notify the Department of Energy or state-associated programs to get verification or in certification?
If there is a requirement by the government, if these EPA requirements become stronger, then that would be, yes, they would have to notify the government or other third-party interests that may want to know if this company took their action for their carbon footprint.
And this is kind of in response to the new EPA proposals, is it not?
Actually, I've been working on this for some time, and it could very easily fit into these new EPA proposals. I think it's a much more palatable way than cap and trade, because the company would retain their money. The money would be tied up for a period of time, but they would retain their money, and they would make a little bit of a profit.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a penalty, since it's cap and trade.
And you've got a website, carbonxprint.com, for folks to find out more. Carbon, the letter X, print, .com. Gary Keir, it's an interesting idea. Thank you so much for joining us and explaining it to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. That was kind of interesting, if not yet fully developed. But as we see a shift to renewable energy regulations, we will see a shift towards new ways to assess and regulate renewable energy portfolios, and we'll likely see more ideas like what we just heard, developed or not. But a critical part of this new marketplace will be in standardizing cost-benefit methodologies. It's likely there will be a major new marketplace and exchange for renewable energy credits and funding, but I'm fairly confident it will require the government establishing the rules of that marketplace. This is Money Radio, the Financial Review. Stick around, we got lots more to cover.